Text numéro 5. After the party, Rio wakes up to an Olympic hangover. In 2006, before the end of President Lula's first term in office, the government-owned oil company Petrobras announced the discovery of an oil reserve off the Brazilian coast, some 800 kilometres long and 200 kilometres wide, a substantial chunk of which lies alongside the state of Rio de Janeiro. Its net profit soared from $2 billion in 2002 to $19 billion in 2008. The news of this discovery of one of the world's biggest reserves of black gold gave Brazilians further optimism. Things seemed blessed and glorious. The period from 2003 to 2011 saw 39.6 million Brazilians join the ranks of the so-called new middle class. When, on the 2nd of October 2009, Brazil and Rio de Janeiro won the bid to host the 2016 Olympic Games, they did so in the glow of economic success. The enthusiasm of President Lula was contagious. Now is our time. It's here. Of the world's 10 largest economies, Brazil is the only country that has not hosted the Olympic and Paralympic Games. This will be an unrivalled opportunity for us. It will boost the self-esteem of Brazilians. It will consolidate recent victories. It will stimulate new progress. In Rio de Janeiro, tens of thousands of people partied on Copacabana Beach in the wake of the decision. There seemed plenty of reasons to celebrate. Hosting the Olympics in Rio was an extreme, titanic effort to impose the ideal version of Rio over the complexities and contradictions of real Rio. In real Rio, the state government does not have enough money to keep police vehicles on the roads. Police stations are running out of paper. Hospitals are in a precarious situation. State universities are on strike. So far, they have not received a penny towards the costs of the current academic year. The state's 500,000 public servants have received their salaries late. Building work has been interrupted. Unemployment is increasing. Social and economic inequalities have become more pronounced. Just before the Olympics, Rio's state declared a state of emergency, shifting all these problems onto the shoulders of the federal government, which handed this state almost $1 billion to prevent chaos during the Olympics. There have been violent forced displacements in order to build sports arenas whose maintenance cannot be guaranteed by the public administration and which private interests will have no desire to take on. Despite all this, the Rio Olympics have been a success. In a short while, the Olympic Games will be a memory, but they will last for us who live in Rio as a major object of political dispute and a challenge for the future. Rio de Janeiro is good, incredible, at the spectacular. Our problem is the everyday. Adapted from The Guardian, August 2016.